from Shaquille O'Neal to Maynard Woods in one slick segment. CNN editor of the Baltimore City Paper, Bain, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you, Mark?
I'm good, man. So I almost don't know where to begin here today because there's a lot of good stuff I want to talk to you about in the coming up in this issue of the City Paper, which I'll do in just a second. But you wrote what I think is a really profound piece in the New York Times on the op-ed page this week on March the 4th, Are Alt Weeks Over?
I mean, we've had interesting times around here. I'm now talking to you for the first time from Calvert Street instead of Park Avenue.
Oh, you've already moved. You're gone off of Park Avenue.
Okay. We've already moved. We moved yesterday, and so I'm now in a corporate conference room rather than my sort of dingy office that I've previously been in.
Go ahead.
So I feel like that, you know, I thought it was really important to talk about the role that a lot of the websites around town and stuff had been talking about. You know, I'd been really clamoring, it felt like, to fill the role that City Paper was had been filling in town. And I felt like it was important to say that, you know, it's not a actual paper isn't just a matter of aesthetics or something. People talk about liking to feel the paper in their hand, but it can also be a matter of access that, you know, bike radio, it's something that can be available to people that aren't online or that have difficulty getting online. And that it has an intimate relationship with the city that websites really have a more difficult time having because of their wide reach.
Well, I mean, I think we have to jump into the City Paper stuff, but I think that our public deserves to have this conversation about what the future of our media is. I mean, given that what's happened to the City Paper, and you do raise really important questions about the role that alternative weeklies played in bringing news that mainstream new media will not bring, and how the online papers cannot do it. And I think you're right about that because of the nature of online. It's hard to do it the same way. And I think that this juncture, what's happening to City Paper, gives us a chance to really talk this through. So maybe the next week what we'll do is get you and some others back on just to talk about that.
Yeah, that sounds great. And I'd like to say to all the listeners, you know, do what you can to keep us honest, too. We need everyone watching us and making sure that we stay what the community needs.
So and we're going to link to your article on our website because people need to read this, and then we can create a discussion about it because I think we need to. I think we're dead on when it comes to this analysis of what could be happening to City Paper and what might happen. I hope that it survives. We'll see. The 18 to 36 months is what we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens to City Paper in 18 to 36 months. But right now you're here. And one of the things you write about this week again, Van writes about Annapolis easing restrictions on third parties. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Van's really taken hold of the Annapolis beat right now and has really been really been digging in week after week into what's going on. So he's right now looking into a Baltimore-based legislator who's wanting to invite third parties to be more involved in the political process, Bennett Ferguson. And so, you know, he says that the lawmakers need to find new ways to reach citizens, no matter what their political persuasion, so that there can be more access and more openness in government. And I think it's a really important piece of work that Van did there.
Now, some of the things you're featuring this week, of course, is Cheap Eats. And who knew? We have a new German restaurant, a brand new Ethiopian restaurant, Hawaiian, Senegalese, Tam Tam, which I've always wanted to try. I drive past it, never tried it. Nigerian, Filipino restaurant, Uzbeki restaurant. What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, the culinary diversity. And so this is also the issue that our annual Eat, the Guide to Dining in Baltimore, a glossy insert comes in. And so that's in there. And so we really want, always with this issue, to find other types of things that people aren't really covering. And so these aren't necessarily the kind of restaurants that get reviewed by glossy magazines or something. And so we really wanted to look at the diversity of culinary life in Baltimore. And Michelle Gino especially just did a spectacular job at finding these places, talking to the owners, doing little mini profiles and you know, 100 words on the owner that really makes them come alive, brings the vibe out. And yeah, I mean, I have not eaten at Tam Tam yet, but God, every time I read it, I'm starving. Just talking about it right now, I'm starting to.
I'll meet you there in just a little bit. But we have a minute left, Bay, and I just wanted to, really quick, did you like or not like the Book of Mormon? What did you tell us?
I really liked it a lot.
Okay.
And I'm not the biggest Broadway.
Yeah, I'm not either. That's why I'm asking.
It hit my sensibility. The humor was really gallows humor at its highest, which is I think a kind of humor we need much more of these days. And so it was really, and to get people paying $200 to hear that kind of profanity was really pretty spectacular move on the South Park creators' part.
Well, I would look forward to this edition, and I really want to have this conversation with you in the next couple of weeks about the City Paper, its future, what it means to Baltimore, and also where our media is going in this town. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark, and look forward to us coming out swinging and trying to stay stronger than ever.
Amen to that. Baynard Wood, senior editor of the Baltimore City Paper, just pluck it out of the boxes all across town. Baynard, thanks so much, brother. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Folks, thank you all for joining us today. It's great always have you with us here on the Mark Steiner Show. That is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineers, Andre Melton. Our interns are Alex Boston and Matt Malis. You can hear the show again, podcasts or past shows, find out about our guests and what they've been talking about on the air here with links by going to steinershow.org. You can also listen to and download all of our programs as podcasts on iTunes. And for Public Radio WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.